Sif Simon Shinya Dal Sif Tess. Mutter Lahavkia Velat Velach Toich Kishre Hashvoid Shakershim Bitole Oboev Hatzluim. So the person is roasting some item, either a case over here is being a sheep, a lamb literally, or a bird. You put it out of spit and you tie it on. So these twine that you use to tie it on, so you're allowed to cut that like we had before. Mishabur and Malav. The psikazachut mutabidarbatolush canal basim and zel, like we said before earlier in the simon, cutting the thread is mutter when we're dealing with something which is not attached to the ground. Now, vein b'zeh b'shum aleches b'chatech, why isn't it considered that you're doing the malach of cutting? Shein ha'makbet alamida, because that's only if you have a specific size in mind. Kosva poskim. The poskim therefore said the following thought. Ha'mavakeya eitzim lechatichus kedolus. A person cuts wood into large pieces. Isura, she's chopping wood. It's already cut down from the tree. He's cutting it into firewood, the pieces. Yisur hu rak midir b'sefer mishum uv d'l'chol. The Iker Yisur right now is only in the Sittur Abonon. It's a weekday type of thing. However, v'makei l'chatichus ketanus, if you cut it into small pieces, chai mishum teich, and that's a form of grinding something into small pieces. V'imak b'hu alamid, if you're cutting it to a specific size, so if your person will be cutting planks of wood, boards of wood into that's a certain shape and size, that's going to be and that'll be also the rice because of mechatech. But if a person is just cutting it to pieces for firewood to throw into the, so that he has no specific size, that would be anything to rice. Mishavura says on the bottom of the person's in a situation or he's forced by going to work on Shabbos, and he has a choice to be given the job of cutting the chopping up the firewood or cutting it into planks, he should simply but obviously choose the first one over the second one. Nevertheless, that's the thought process that Rosh Hashanah has to write in, you know, this type of thought process. Interesting. In case you ever get caught by garbage, you're forced to work on Shabbos, you know, otherwise it's a threat of death, you should do this over that. Okay. Kishri Ashvoid. Food in Paris, Shakshur Maturim Yachabachut. You have fruits, which are tied or sewed together. What will happen? You can cut the thread. So you let it cut that thread. And that's what I said before, the case of your box from the bakery, you let it cut that thread. Okay. Yud. Chesama Shabakarka. Supposed to Chesama Shabakalim, which we had before. You have these types of locks and seals which are ours on something which is attached to the ground. Kagandela Shabor, you have a door over a pit, like a cistern, where you would store water, let's say, or something else, and you would have a door over it, and you'd now seal it, that people shouldn't steal the water. Shakashar Bakabal, and there's a rope which is attached over there. So untying the rope is mutar yochel atiroi mitalav kesher shakayamahu shoy armit lahatu. It's constantly open and closed, so the untying the knot is mutar. Avolay mavkiv v'chertich mishum stira, but to destroy the rope, which is part of this thing which is attached to the ground, since it's attached to the ground, the malacha of soser of destroying something applies to it, and be osur because of the malacha of soser. So to mavkiv it v'chertich, either to unravel it or to cut it, you couldn't do. Now, but he comes as a chiddush. This is only if it was there being placed for Shabbos. Of a man also the kaim b'shklal was made to be totally removed, even less than that amount, is mutter, because it's like it's not mechubar the karka at all. We don't deal with the stira because it's like. It's not really part of the ground. You take it out. Excuse me. mitam ze mutal hatter daf shasim lov should me mesim an oyser leaf na tanner the shark an oyser betit. You would take a plank of wood, you'd put it in front of the oven, you would smear it with tit to hold it in place. So to pull that piece out is mutter. She'd also the kaim, because apparently they would do this. I'm not sure what the metzias, but the metzias was this something which was just put there for a minimal amount of time, that you would unload the tanner, you'd want to put it down onto this board as opposed to onto the ground. And when you're finished, you would take the board away. So it wasn't made to stay there at all. So it's not called your well, the tanner was attached to the ground. And this is attached to the tanner, so it's attached to the ground. So you're doing lachov soiser. Well, it's made to put in and take off very regularly. That's not called soiser. Mishnah Berurah, Mem Gimel. Not too much Mishnah over here. Mishum Stira. Given so the problem of taking apart the lock, the knot. So to untie it is mutter, but to destroy it is also because of stira. The kimish mechubah the karka yeshu mishum binyan b'stira. Once it's part of the ground, it's attached to the ground. So the malach of bona and sosa applies to it. This is all talking about where you're planning to not remove it on Shabbos. Shalos here for Shabbos. Elav Motzei Shabbos. You're planning to leave it in place the whole Shabbos and remove it on Motzei Shabbos. As opposed to if you're planning to remove it on Shabbos already, it has no significance to it at all. It's not considered part of the ground. It's not called Sosa. Now, Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, one second. So Mishnah Berurah says, I have a problem. So you're telling me the Mugmura, which says that you're allowed to untie, but you can't be Mavkeh B'chotech, is only by such a thing which is planning to stay for longer periods. Because very short periods, you're allowed to Mavkeh B'chotech also. But the Mura says you can be Mavkeh and not Mavkeh B'chotech. So what's the case? You can't be Mavkeh B'chotech. It's there for longer. Well, now it's a Kesher Shel Kayama. You're staying there for longer. So you can't untie it either. So where's the case? You're allowed to untie it, but not destroy it. So that's Mishnah Berurah coming along. The case was, you're planning to leave it there and remove it Motzei Shabbos. So is it going to be in place the whole Shabbos? So regards to the Malacha Binyan B'Stira, we say, since it's going to be there the whole Shabbos, you know what, it's part of the ground, at least for that day, and you can't destroy it. Regards to the Malacha of Kosher and Matir, of making knots and untying knots, since it was going to be removed Motzei Shabbos, it's not considered a Kesher Shel Kayama, a semi-permanent knot, and therefore it's mutter. Now, you're planning to leave it there longer, it's at least minimally, it's somewhat of a longer type of period of a kesher. So the person that wants to leave it there permanently, it's just, you know, ties a knot and stays there. And the more example he gives is that they would take the boat and they would put through like a opening in the prow of the boat, prow or prow, I don't know if you pronounce it, prow of the boat, I think it is. They would make a hole, they would make a loop with a thick rope, and they would tie it. And then when they would come to the dock, you would put another rope through that and tie it onto the dock. So that first rope is staying there. That knot is staying there. That's a permanent knot. That's mamish permanent. But over here, it's obviously only semi-permanent. But that's already enough to make it awesome. But if your plans are moving Motzei Shabbos, see, so that's enough to say that you're allowed to untie it. We'll see when we get later on to Kosher and Matzah. That's a little bit problematic. This Mishnah Berurah is a little bit problematic because he seems to say that if it's going to be lasting, the reason Machloek is what's called semi-permanent. The guy with this halacha, is it 24 hours or is it 7 days? So this, you know, 24 hours you're not going to have. If you put it on Erev Shabbos, and you only plan to undo it on Motzei Shabbos, so it's more than 24 hours. 7 days is a lot of time compared to that. So the Mishnah Berurah's phrase is, Motzei Shabbos, that's why it's Matur is Mutur. If you plan to leave it more than Motzei Shabbos, it's a problem. Well, Mamon HaShach, if you hold 24 hours, even Motzei Shabbos isn't enough. If you hold 7 days, why you're planning to leave it till Sunday morning, is it a problem? So this Mishnah Berurah is problematic. He quotes him from Prima Gadim. So, I don't have a good answer on the question. Okay, Yud Aleph. Oser Litain. Shaiva, Hashemen Ov, Beneka Bechav is the Sosma. You can't put wax, which will be Malacha, the Raisa of Mimareach. You're putting it in and you're smoothing it out. And Mimareach is a tolda of the Malacha of there was a Malacha of Mimachich. Mimachik, with a kuf at the end. Mem mem ches kuf. So Mimachik was in the process of preparing the skins of the animal to be made into leather, etc. You would remove all the hairs. You would smooth off to make a smooth surface. That was the Malacha of Mimachik. So Chazal derived from that a tolda of Mimachik is Meruah, because anytime you're smoothing something out, that's called a tolda of Mimachik. But it only applies to something which is hard to start with, and you're smoothing it out. That's the tolda. So shaiva with wax would be a malacha deraisa to smooth it out. Shemen av, thick oil, is only also the rabbonim, because it's similar to wax enough that Chazal afraid that you would confuse the two, and if we allow you to do shemen av, a thick oil, so you would end up doing deraisa. So you can't use it to fill up the hole. You can't put it in the hole itself because you're going to smooth it out. Pirush Aruch explains what is the word memareach. I mean, sicha, meshicha, ticha, maricha, shia, inyanecha. All of these words are the same. They have the same idea of spreading something out. Sicha is when you anoint yourself with an oil. Meshicha is the person rubs himself with, talk about the person's anointed, he's Mashiach. Ticha was used to, usually we use the phrase when you're talking about putting the tit to seal something up, you'd use ticha, you'd talk the tit. Maricha and Shia, she is also like making it smooth. All these are the same type of word. I'm not familiar with the perfect differences and nuance between all of them. Abashadram, the last way, Mishumi Ruach. Other things which there would not be an Isser of Meruach at all. There's no smoothing of all. You want to stop up the hole with, put something in there. It's Mutter, but the Ramah adds, Hovena Yayin Yetzah'oz, it's only when the wine is not going out then. From the Tzipan Beis Yosef, then it's Mutter. Because if the wine is going out, it's considered a tikkun on the kli. There's a hole over here, and it's leaking out wine, and you're filling it up, so you're fixing up the kli. There's a hole there, nothing's leaking out, that's not called tikkun kli when you put something in there. Vim hayayin yotze derech hanekev, also the sasma, and the Shulchan Aruch himself points out, but if there was wine leaking out, that's also to be sasimit, because it's considered a tikkun on the kli. Now, let's say, so I want to do a trick. It's not really tikkun. It's a Mexican masakin. So let's say if I do it in a way which it doesn't look like I'm doing it for tikkun. I'm doing it for another purpose. What would that be? There's a little hole over here, and I have some garlic cloves that I need to store somewhere. I say, great, let's stuff these garlic cloves into this little hole. Good place to store. Which I would have to imagine that for this halacha to make sense, it wasn't unheard of a person would actually do that. That might be a normal thing to do. But so, it's not clear that what you're doing it looks like masakin, because maybe it looks like you're just storing the garlics there. But it says, no, fil litin by shum b'derech haroma, put in shuma's garlic, b'derech haroma has in a form of a trick, lar m'sheinu mechamenu latzni v'shom, I'm not putting it there to fix the hole, I'm just putting it there to store my garlic somewhere. It's awesome. But a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do that and say that's what his purpose is. Or since the Yisra over here is not a real tikkun, it appears like tikkun. So what's wrong with appearing like tikkun? So the problem with appearing like tikkun is not because it's a marasayim. People will say, he did not err. The problem is that people will perceive it as such. And by perceiving it as such, they're going to draw halachic conclusions that tikkun is mutter, and do a lot worse things. So we possibly have thought that if you do it in a way where you're clearly indicating your purpose is not tikkun, right, you've been doing this haram, but that should be mutter. We said, no, that's not acceptable, but a talmid chacham, which will clearly understand that this is, you have to have this real kavanah, you can't, and tikkun is aser, so we allow him to do it with that type of subterfuge. Mishabur mem hei, shayva shemen av, avagav the ein meruach b'shemen, even though the chara, the melacha meruach doesn't apply to oil, it's not really obvious that you're spreading anything out, also to lasa, because we're not to shayva. We say you can't use oil because you might come to use wax. But with dafka shemen av, it's only if it's a thick oil. Came in the shach by ksas miruach. It's the idea of the concept of miruach of smoothing it out. At least it's applicable. And therefore, also lachlufei, some people would come to confuse that with wet and say that's what their wax is also mutter. As opposed to if it's totally, it's very liquidy, so that's not called that you're doing an act of smoothing it out. It just spreads by itself. You know, you're just, you know, helping it along. Since we're in the game, we talk about medicine. We talk about the div. So there's a gzeres chazal about taking medicine on Shabbos. But certain scenarios, let's say for tzarach of a child, medicine is mutter, etc. But always the issue then comes. You want to put these gels on or these creams on. Is that mutter or aser? So those usually go under the umbrella of shemen av. Your creams and your gels, etc., usually go under shemen av. Some say Vaseline might be considered meruach deraisa. It's a little bit, it's much, much. You know. But most of your, like your desets and A and D, the other things are shemen av. Would it be also mirabona? Because of the sister.
Is there a shear for the viscosity of liquids?
It's hard to give. I don't recall offhand what is the shear they give. You know, they give us a few different examples, and you sort of like picture off from examples like what they mean. Of course, obviously, there's Macaulay, it's not, it's a little bit of a gray area. Different places say a little bit differently, different things. So, I mean, but on the other hand, like baby oils and different things, and there's not a problem at all. Those are not even shemen av. That's called just plain shemen. That's a mutter. Assuming that there's no problem of refuah on Shabbos, tzarech v'tinuk, tzarech v'chala, which is not for the mishkav, tzapi mutter. If he's an adult and he's not enough for the mishkav, you have a problem of refuah. So somebody came to me, he had a problem with very, very chapped lips. So obviously using a chapstick, that's a derisa. It's like the case of the wax, smoothing out the wax on the person's lips. So he said, can you take oil and rub it on his lips? So he said, your mutter al tmiruach, but you have a problem with refuah. If the pain would be so intense, he'd be enough for the mishkan because of it, so then it'd be mutter. What you could do is you could take an oily food and eat it, and just, you know, you want to make sure that it rubs against your lips. That's not called refuah. Okay. Now, the high shayva, this case over here of wax, Sark Lerman, the Hechino, the Tashvish, Miasmal, it was designated for uses from beforehand. Dim Loikain, Belav, Hachiyasa, Mishum, Muksa. Wax is Muksa. The Lav Kli was not a Kli. But Kashikino, the Kach, Mutta, the Tatale. If a person would have prepared it for usage, it's Mutta, the Tatale. Because we're saying that the Isser is, you can't put it in the nekev, but we'll see that that to put outside of the nekev, just to put a layer on outside of the nekev without rubbing it is mutter. But why is it a mukta? The answer is because you designated it from beforehand. You might attach it to something else, and it's like some type of boina. So he says, maybe the chayyim you're attaching. The issue is not attaching. The issue is the smoothing out. So you're not going to say that I can't move it because I might come to place it, which I might come to smooth it. That did it in us. Shuman v'chelev dinoy kishayvu. Shuman is the fats of the animal, and chelev is the there's two types of fat in the animal. There's shuman and chelev. Chelev is the types of fat which are prohibited to eat. Shuman is the fats which are mutari, but they're both fat from the animal fat. Those have, they're thick like wax. That's what I've never seen it. Like you have the goose fat. They used to, the bubby used to, use goose fat to cook with, you know. That was part of what they, it was thick like Vaseline. That's like shy. Okay, so memoreach came to mishum chashash miruach. If the gezeris, because you might come to smooth it out. So also, I feel like even if you don't put it inside the hole, you just put it on the outside. It's also whether you tamachokum amoritz, the Chazal will not matter this case because you might come to smooth it out. But to put something else in is mutter memzayin. I feel like even to put it inside of the hole. Right now the wine is not coming out. Doesn't look like you're doing a tikkun. Achrenim, however, kosh deikra karama and shachela kalzev esir lahud. I feel that imena yain yetsa derech shom. Kam can also litin shum dabra b'sechon nekav l'sosme. Putting it in the hole itself is going to be problematic. The Rambam says because it looks like you're fixing the thing. Mishum the havi kein burnus like binyan. El the algav hanekav milamala. The only difference is but to put it on the outside. Which is not really the tikkun. You wouldn't put it on the outside. You put it inside the hole. You put it on the outside in a way where it'll block the hole. It'll prevent the wine from coming out. Obviously, that's the purpose. Bless me shum binyan. There's no problem. Binyan and also kim b'davar shemis mareach. Then it's only also if there's a gzera, you might come to smooth it out. So if I'd be able to attach something on the outside in a way that's not permanent and sort of block it, that'd be more. But if the wine is already coming out, also the sauce may mira bona, the Mexican masaka looks like you're fixing it. Now, the bishop here says a point over here which I don't understand. The Easter is only true when you're using something which is not a normal thing to seal it with. You put a small pebble there, or a casem, a little piece of wood. Filling up the hole, so it's also to do that inside of the hole. But what the kliyam at least beits, you could put in a piece of wood, you can embarrass it like the spigot, or put a piece of wood like that, you know, like a little tube. Kamashuderach tomid at least, by which that's the normal way to seal it. So the normal way to seal it, why is it bigger, better? So it's almost doing you're facing up the hole. It's only I was thinking of. So I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah means. Why does that make it better? So he says that the Shartzian and Memdal says the Marmar Mordechai says I don't understand why eight should be mutter. And the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos explains it along these. So a bars of the mice we saw before putting the bars in and out. Apparently, was the spigot didn't always stay there. You take the spigot, use it, then you take it out and put something else in the hole. So unless it means that if referring to that, so these things go in and out, so it's not considered tikkun because they go in and out. But I'm sort of like extrapolating, inferring from the heter. Oh, that's case. What must be? This is what the reality was. It's like it's not uncomfortable to do that because maybe you're missing something. The person can't say lebushen miskaben. My intent is only just to hide it there, store it there. I'm saying it's common. Given the members mechavan of the sasso, because it's not really that's what you're saying, but really is you're putting it there to seal it. In matamachochem, the came and do matamachochem. This is a tamachochem. Ben lochish boy. We're not concerned. She not even all yidei harom. Yochel yavalaver al isad arbonan zeh afilu b'li harom. So for your matter in a case where that concept of storage is applicable, you say, oh, just seal it up. He won't do that. He's Tam B'choch. Because I'm going to run. The Rambam says, in your day, we discussed that there's got to be certain halachas, certain a tamachochem was part of paying taxes. There are certain different halachas that Chazal gave the tamachochem certain rights. They are the sharp passes. We don't know what the tamachochem is. Even the Ramah says it. The sharp passes looking for sure. There's no din of a talmud hakham is on his head. So the magen rama, even though that's true, come back and yizeh in la hakmer ayin shom. Says this halach over here, we don't require that exceptional status of a talmud hakham that we're gonna, you know, it just it means a person who's familiar with, enough with the concepts that we trust him that he won't abuse the heter.
So what that's talking about is if you have a hole in something and you want to. And you don't want to fill up the hole specifically, you can put your garlic in there.
You know, the case is you want to fill up the hole specifically.
You want to fill it up specifically.
Because you want to block the potential.
So we're not going to let an Am HaAretz, so the specific intent that you have to do is you have to decide that I'm putting this garlic here for storage and not putting it in to fill up the hole. Even though you want to.
Well, the way I understand it like this, the problem was Masakim Asakin. It looks like you're doing a tikkun. It's not a real tikkun, because that's not really a very good way to do a tikkun. Right? And the idea of storing, that's what I think the case has to be, the idea of storing these items in these holes was not unheard of. So it's plausible that that's what he's doing it for. Now, it's not his real kavanah. So you say, well, the guy goes, listen, the problem is because Masakim Asakin. So I'll say I'm doing it for this purpose, not for that, and we'll look like Masakin anymore. Therefore, it'll be mutter. He says, no, that's not a good heter. Why is it not a good heter? Because the person that Masakim Asakin is applicable to is not to the world, the people, it's to you. I mean, not only to the world, it's to you also. You'll say, well, if I'm allowed to do this, I'm allowed to do that. Because, of course, the difference. So, when it comes to an Amoritz, that's what he doesn't understand the real difference between them. So, saying you're doing it for this purpose, never not Masakim Asakin, doesn't solve the problem. Because he goes, I know what it's for, and the difference, and he'll draw wrong conclusions. Mm. Okay. But Talmud Chacham, by saying he's doing it for that purpose, it won't be Masakim Asakin, it won't be perceived as a tikkun, and he himself, who knows why he's doing it, he's not going to abuse that heter.
Okay.
V'yesh Chacham, some say that the halacha of Talmud Chacham does not apply to this heter. Okay. Yudbei. So Yudbei is really parallel to the halachas which you said earlier. Sakin shehu tochu b'kaisel shel eitz. The knife is in the wall. Mibayim from before Shabbos. Also lutziyah b'Shabbos. You can't take it out on Shabbos. Kamen shu davar mechuber, because you're dealing with, and the problem is because you're when you're by doing so you're going to expand the hole and make it make a better hole to use to put it back in. And you're doing that in some way to mechuber, which is considered bein. I'm talking besavsel. It's in a bench. Chen bechol davar tolish, anything which is detached in the ground. But the let's say you're allowed to take it out. I go im dots of a shlofim. Yeah, I feel the bechesel not mishur. If you've moved it in and out a few times from before Shabbos, so it's not going to necessarily. It's not a psik reish. It's not definite. That's going to expand when you pull it out. You're not really doing anything in tikkun in the wall. So it's mut. Mishabur and then Aleph. Shall eitz, Nokat shall eitz, the case of the wall made out of wood, because shall avenim, if it's a brick wall, Motzah come upon Mashain, Shuroi Seyam, Medubokim Zelazah, you have, there's the rows which are laid are not perfect, and there's gaps. Mazmutzah lahoitzi, Filim lahoya, Dotzer shlafim vildim. So that if you have a knife stored there, you can pull it out. You're not really doing that much significance to the wall. Then beis also let's see because when you take it out, because obviously in there tight. it's impossible that when you take it out the first time, it shouldn't cause the hole to expand. Said it because of the crack. See, it's nechem kolshu because of mechuber yesh b'mishum kodeach. Who told the boyna? And making any type of hole, any size hole, which over here you're expanding the holes, called like you made a new hole, is usur when you're dealing with something that's attached to the wall, because of the malach of kedeach, which is drilling a hole to tol the bone, which is a form of bone, part of the process of building the houses. You make holes for this to use, etc. Even though his intent is not to pull the knife out and make it a bigger crack, that's not his point. Still, it's usur kimat psik reshahu. That's interesting lashon. It's almost a psik reshah. So this is a discussion of lachronim. Some was not a psik reshah, which is usually translated that it's definitely, but it's very core of the psik reshah. Is that also? Seems to be steering the Quran. I mean, here the Mishnah Berurah seems to use this lashon over here of kimat psik reisha, as opposed to saying it's a psik reisha, and so it's also. Finally, Elvisim Sukhan Yadala, the Mishnah Berurah, Mashik Savdu, Das Quran. Now, so he said earlier, back at the beginning of the Siman, Yadala, that there were those who came along and said it's mutter even by case of the kesel mikra din, because you don't need the hole. It's machlisil gufa. It's makalkol. It's not. It's kalachar yad, and all those cheshbonis. At the end of the day, the Taz says even so, you're right. The mice of the minigar them zimachmer when you're dealing with a wall. Or it's even though we can argue, it was in the second column over there in the first sif, in sifkat and yodalev, the long sifkat. Mm-hmm. So the part was in the second column, he brings the hine, like the third line. So that was the Magen Avraham, and the Yerabah, the Gro, the Kveger, it's not a psik reisha. And they say, Magen Avraham, the Gro said, Medina for Kersel Shayim, a case of Kersel is a mutter, because then it's a Rokhagufoy. And it's also mechalical, it's kalachar yad. All those things together make it an achievement. Then he brings a Taz. The Taz says that Achar, you're right. But the Maisa, Amiel, the Hokel, Connecticut, Trumas, Adeshan, Shukunar, Ramah, Shapozakulam, Sevizim, the Hachman, and Yikos. We can't go Connecticut, Shukunar, Ramah, and the Trumas, Adeshan that they're built on. He's not comfortable doing that by case of a wall. Nun gimel. So, but if it's been put in and out a few times already, so then shori lohitzia. It's mutter to take it out, and va'af lachzor v'litzchay v'isav, because then to put it back in later on Shabbos is also mutter. The keep in the kvar not a second, but kosem v'vayim. He's been put in before already. Before Shabbos, it's been done in and out. Lohitzia, he put it in and out. V'har not and he put it back in. So when Shabbos came, was in there already. So it's been put in, pulled out, and put back in. So the area where it's sitting is expanded a little bit. But still, it's not a psikresha anymore. That you're doing anything when you pull it out, you're not miskaven. So it's mutter. If you put it in, you pulled it out. You didn't put it back in before Shabbos. Now you want to put it there on Shabbos. That's already still aser. Nearer the aser. In that case, I think is aser. So they put it in the wall. Just one time in and one time out is not enough to say that it's expanded. That's not a psik ratio. When you put it in a second time, there's always a good possibility you're going to. The probability is very, very much that you're going to expanding that. We'll be expanding that hole a little bit. Okay.
So then if you want to, let's say you did it properly on Shabbos, you. Before Shabbos, you took it out, put it back in, etc. So now, if you want to take it out and put it back in repeatedly on Shabbos,
it's
mutter, but because you forgot to do it before Shabbos, you're worried that...
Because it's subsecration. We still deal with it as subsecration at the beginning.
Because you're worried by putting it in that one time, you're going to expand the hole.
Right.
So really just, yeah. You've already done the pulling out, putting in, pulling out issue.
Right. But the point is, he says, the putting in one time and pulling it out, and then putting it back in, that's already clear to us that you really expanded it.
Mm. But so you need three actions.
But two actions, we don't feel that's enough to say that you've expanded enough. It's not that it's not. It's definitely going to expand more through the process.
This is for presumably a new hole.
New hole. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
So this last piece that we had, this seems very similar to what we had previously, except for maybe this new idea about how many times you need to.
Well, this we had it before. We discussed in the context of the chavis.
Yeah.
Here we're discussing the context of the kosel.
Yeah.
So that, again, we see this idea that it's more chomer when it comes to the kosel, because by the chavis you're dealing with the malach is a siyas pesach, so it's not the raisa because it's not lahachas lahoitzi.
Mm.
Right over here we're dealing with a wall, so like drilling a hole, the kadeach on the wall is a problem. You're not planning lahachas lahoitzi. You're planning to stick something in there and leave it there. Right, so when you're dealing with someone who's attached to the ground, so it's a malach of bain applies no matter what, as long as you're some way making it more usable.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas earlier that wasn't true.
Okay.
Now, siman shin tezvav is dor masur mishum oil b'shabbos. So there is a malach of the raisa is baina. Now baina is. The Rambam says the quintessential boina was you would take pieces and put them together and create a building. You know, the buildings weren't made out of one complete piece of whatever it is. It's made out of bricks, planks, logs, whatever it is. And putting them together and creating, that's why the Rambam says megabein, the Mora says megabein, making cheese, is a toldo boina. Because the process of cheese making is taking the different pieces of the curd and pressing them together and creating one unit out of them. So it's a tolda bain. To be a tolda, usually, every malacha has in it two elements. Every malacha has in it the maisa, which is done, and the purpose that you're doing it for. A tolda is when you have one or the other. So megabein is a tolda of bina, even though the purpose is quite different than the purpose of binyan, but the process is a very similar process. Making an oil is the exact opposite. The process is very different. It's one piece of, it's one sheet. It's not many pieces. It's one sheet which you're making an oil out of. But what you create is a structure that you can use, which is similar to bina. So the purpose, the result is similar. So either one of those will be told. So making an oil on Shabbos, if it's a permanent oil, would be malach d'oraisa. Making an oil aroy is only d'rabbanan, and in a certain case, oil aroy is mutter, and that's what we're going to see in the sim. Also, lasses oil b'Shabbos b'yam tov afilahu aroy. You can't make an oil even if it's a temporary oil. It's still also d'rabbanan. V'dafka gag. However, this halach is only if you're talking about making an oil, which we picture as a canopy, it's over something, it's a roof. Abu mechitza is mutter. Because Chazal did not ask for making a mechitza aroy. A mechitza, which is permanent, so that's going to be problematic, but mechitza, which is aroy, Chazal did not ask. When is mechitza asur? A mechitza asura, elokin nas is lahatr sukkah or lahatr tiltu. But there is one case where Chazal prohibited making a mechitza even though it's a roi. If this mechitza that you're making will create a halachic reality, your sukkah wall fell down, and you're putting up this wall will make it kosher, make it from a non-kosher sukkah to a kosher sukkah. So this wall is significant because it's changing the reality of the sukkah which is there. So that you can't do on Shabbos because you're doing a full bona fide tikkun over here. Or the case if you put the Eruv came down, the wall which was part of the Eruv came down, you put the wall back up and now you're allowed to carry again. So this wall is there to be matter tiltal, that's going to be a problem. A mechitza hanases, but a mechitza which is just made, nesiyas ba'alma, just to create privacy, is shari, that's mutter. L'chein mutter litnos vilan lifnei ha-pesach ha-pishach ku'ashom. you're allowed to put the veil on the curtain there. You're allowed to put the curtain up. Because that mechitza is not really creating any type of hetter. So when Moshe, which my mother-in-law went on our sukkah, the sukkah door, she puts a curtain, she hangs a curtain there. She doesn't have a door, she just has a curtain. Sometimes when it's raining, she likes to take the curtain off, it shouldn't get damaged. She wants to put it back on Shabbos, when it, you know, or Yom Tov, when it's no problem, because it's not really, it's just a sneeze bomb, it's not being mat or anything. Mechen peroiches, if they are in Kurdish, you're allowed to put the peroiches back up in front of the Aron Kurdish. You have to make sure that when you do it, you shouldn't have it, that part of it's like leaning over and making an oil. The shear of an oil is a tefach. A person wants to make a mechitza to block the sun or to keep out the cold. So these are the, it's not a mechitza on a terrace, it's motor. If then there is you want to block the wind from getting to the nearest, all those things are mutter. Now, the law is that a man can't have relations with his wife in a room where there is light there, but if he puts in a different room, even the light's coming in, it's mutter. So he puts a mechitza, so mechitza will make it the equivalent of a different room. So but that mechitza now is matter tashmish, which wasn't mutter beforehand. So that's like the case of the mechitza, which is going to create a heter for tiltal, for caring, or for making the sukkah kosher. I will also lost the mechitza if they are near. He could not put a mechitza up on to permit the husband and wife having relations, because that's the mechitza hamateris. Or the law is that a person can't have relations with his wife in a room where there are svarim. So he wants to put a mechitza in front of the swarm which are there to make it like a different room, and therefore he's allowed to have relations with his wife. Again, that's a mechitza materis, it's a problem. Allah says, Tzrocha, were to use it, that area to relieve himself. So what's the eight over there? If it was partially already extended, you just have to complete the extension on Shabbos. So Allah is being moisav on a mechitza aroy, even though it's a materis, being moisav on oil aroy is asr. Excuse me, is mutter. So making a new oil aroy, any type of oil, or making a mechitza hamateris, a new mechitza materis is going to be problematic. Making a mechitza which is not materis, doesn't do anything, it's mutter. Even a mechitza hamateris and an oil aroy, which are asr, if it's just not making it, it's just extending one which is already there further, that's mutter. So if I have my oil which is partially open, I just want to make it move it further, I can do that. I have my mechitza which is partially there, I want to finish up the rest of it, I can do that, even though it's creating a heter.
So the difference between a mechitza shel snias and a mechitza materis is essentially the purposes of which they're...
Right, there's no difference in the physical reality, just as since the mechitza is just there for tznius, it doesn't have a cheshiva. It's like you're making a new binyan. It's not talking about a binyan. Okay. It's there that it's accomplishing something significant. So Chazal said that's a problem. One of the issues which comes up is